Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Bill Sweetser.
And you are with
Shepherd Staff. I'm the chairman of the board.
Welcome back. It's must be time for empty bowls again, because there you are. How's things going?
Well, going great, Bruce. It is true. I see you once a year every time before we have empty bowls, as I want to publicize and let people know that the empty bowls event is happening on August 17th from 5 to 7 p.m. at First Baptist Church in Spruce Pine.
And, you know, Empty Bowls is a wonderful event, really with a local beginning, but Shepherd Staff always, every year, that's one of your big fundraisers. It's the only one, isn't it?
Yes. Empty Bowls is the only fundraising event we have. We appeal to churches in December to be their budget, and we try to get people to give to us throughout the year. But Empty Bowls is our one and only big push for the public.
So just, we'll talk about what's going on with Shepherd Staff and get an update on how they're doing in a minute. But just explain to everybody just a little bit about what Empty Bowls is and how it's going to work on 17.
Empty Bowls is actually the brainchild of John Hardam, local artist, and other food banks participate. And what it is, we have asked local artists to make bowls. They donate the bowls, and then for a $25 entry fee, you get one of these handcrafted bowls. Plus, you get wonderful soup from our local restaurants. We have over a dozen local restaurants participating this year, and we have everything that you could imagine. It's a great meal, great fellowship. The other thing I want to mention, we started last year in a big way. We're continuing. We're going to have a silent auction.
Oh, excellent.
Artists have donated things specifically for the silent auction. I've seen some of them, and they're really very nice. So you can not only get a bowl of soup, but you can also get a real nice piece of art, and it's a silent auction.
Oh, that's really neat. The actual location where you have it is in Fellowship Hall at the First Baptist Church in Spruce Pine. And everyone's welcome to be a part of it. How's things with Shepherd Staff?
Last year when I was talking to you, it was kind of a down interview, because last June was very apparent unless we got a shot in the arm, we'd have to close down. I am proud to say, and it just makes me more grateful for the people of Mitchell County, that we were not only able to keep our doors open because of their generosity. The last Empty Bowls, we broke our $10,000 barrier, and we have been able to keep serving people. This is despite the fact that, as you know, there is discussion that benefits are going to be limited, which is going to mean more business for us, unfortunately. But also, we've had a couple food banks cut back operations or stop altogether. And this is really important that people understand that Shepherd Staff is the only food bank that is open during business hours, the only food bank that is open consistently. So when another food bank reduces operations or closes down, or maybe a local church runs out of food, people come to us. And whereas last year we were doing around 200 food boxes a month, right now we're up between 220, 230.
Wow.
And that is huge.
Yeah.
The need is there. What we're finding, and most of our clients are now elderly, and we find that they are taking care of grandkids. So the nature of our clients have changed. And my concern is that as we go into the fall, we need to have enough money to keep operating for the kind of food that kids eat, and also for elderly people.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important.
Well, and the thing to understand is that there's two different ways to give. You can always bring a canned food item or two along as they can. But really, a donation of money, it just goes further, because of the way the system is with manna. You can just take a couple of bucks and really put it to good use.
That's right. I am very grateful for the Sunday school classes and churches who will just show up with food. There are times when I have prayed on a Monday morning because the shelves were bare. I just didn't know what would happen, and a Sunday school class would show up with food. At the same time, though, for every dollar you give to Shepherd Staff, we can buy $3 worth of food. And 95% of all the money you give is going to go directly to food. We're proud of the fact that we continue to pass our Department of Agriculture inspections. So there is an overhead for the right kind of materials to store food. We have coolers. We have electric bills to pay. We have an executive director. But everything else is volunteer. And I think that's phenomenal for a food bank in our area, serving the number of people we serve. By our estimates, almost 10% of Mitchell County depends on Shepherd staff.
Wow.
And if we all got together, we could really do a whole lot. And that's what Empty Bowls is about. What the arts community gets together, churches get together to help people who really need it.
Yeah, and the need is great. It's there. And like you said, you guys are open every day of the week or business hours.
Yes.
And
yes,
that way you don't have to wait a couple of weeks till the next food. You know, if you need it,
that's
now,
right,
you can get it now. If folks listening need food, they need to come see you, don't they?
That's right. And our policy is everyone who comes to the door gets a box of food. And a box of food is designed to keep a family of four fed for 4 days. And we're very generous with that. In fact, I would say we could last a whole week, but that's what the design is.
Yeah.
We're also able, through the generosity of Walmart, we can offer bread, we can offer frozen food, and we can offer dairy most of the time.
So, again, just stop by and find out about what they have available if you're in need. Local churches, of course, can get involved, but individuals, just if it's just that's something that folks want to get involved in, they should consider. There's volunteer opportunities,
yes,
and, of course, always opportunities to give money or food items.
That's right. That's right.
So Empty Bowls will be on August the 17th.
August 17th, Saturday, from 5 to 7 p.m. at First Baptist Church.
And it's how much? $20?
$25 for a ticket.
$25.
And for that, you get a wonderful bowl. And we just don't give you the bowl. We have them all set up. You get to choose your own. The soup comes. You get a styrofoam cup. And it's great soup, a great bowl, and you can bid on a wonderful piece of art in the silent auction.
Well, it's wonderful. And we thank the artist for making the bowls, also for the auction items, the restaurants, for the soup. We do hope folks will take part in it. And, you know, it's not going to be long. The holidays are going to be here. Things are just going to keep getting even busier. So help support Shepherd staff where you can. You guys do good work. So just hang in there.
Will do. And thank you for having me.
It's good to see you.
So you take care, Bruce. God bless.
Same to you. Our guest today, Bill Sweetser of Mitchell County Shepherd Staff. Bill, thanks for stopping by and visiting with us today. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.